Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the new... Okay, maybe not live. It's not live. It's live when I'm doing this, but it's not live for you at... I'm Richard McCann, your home improvement guru. Welcome, everybody. I have decided to take the weekend off, but am I going to run a best of show? No. No, we've done that way too much lately. I feel lazy when I put something old on. It is my job to do the best radio show I can possibly do. So I talked Adam into coming in early on a Thursday, not as early as usual.
Indeed.
Not nearly as early as usual. And we decided we were going to do a Facebook show. I put out on Facebook, hey, you know, help me out here. So I, not many people responded. That's on you. That's not on me. But if anything, this last couple of years, this COVID thing has gotten us into, when I say us, I'm talking about my wife and I, of course, into some really, really bad habits, the worst of which is we don't go anywhere. We just stay. And it's starting, it has been eating at us for a while, just driving us a little crazy. Tired of the same old walls. I've reached the end of Netflix. I've watched everything now. I'm starting to think, wow, this Love Island thing seems like it might be pretty cool. It's that bad. So we have decided that we need to get out of the house. Of course, like most people, money's always tight. Anybody that tells me, oh, I never worry about money, you're lying to me. You always got to worry. So we decided that we are going to do something really crazy. We are, well, as you're listening to this, I am waking up in a tent and listening to bluegrass music. That's all I'm going to say. We're only going to be gone for like 48 hours. Ain't a big deal. But I will be doing prep around the house to make sure the house is ready, which we will talk about that going on vacay. That's a topic we can definitely hit. And we're going to talk about some camping. I had the weirdest thing happen to me this morning. Now, I usually drink about 5 or 6 cups of coffee in the morning, which makes me parched. If you ever see me at the radio station, if you ever see me anywhere, I almost always have some form of liquid in my hand. I'm always got something, God bless Wawa and their super large cups. So I've always got some kind of beverage. And at home, my beverage of choice is seltzer water, which that's something I picked up north. Seltzer water isn't really a southern thing. I know a lot of people have never had it. That's become my go-to beverage. No sugar, because I don't need any. I'm too fat as it is. And I just sip all day long. And I like to pretend I'm cool. So I use a tumbler, just regular tumbler, like, you know, a rocks glass, for lack of a better term. And so this morning I've had innumerable amounts of coffee, just way too much. I'd already seen the newest episode of The Offer. Adam, have you watched The Offer yet?
I have not.
Okay, you are the biggest movie file I've ever met in my entire life, yet you don't watch TV. You never watch television, and if anything you should watch, The Offer on Amazon, it's about the making of The Godfather, is fascinating.
I have been watching TV, though.
What? Okay, what have you watched?
I have seen the first two episodes of Obi-Wan so far. I'm enjoying that, and I've also been watching Pistol on Hulu.
Pistol?
It's directed by Danny Boyle, who did 28 Days Later, Sunshine.
It's about the
Sex Pistols.
The Sex Pistols. Yeah. I have not gotten to that yet.
It's very good. My mom was a huge fan of them, I know it means a lot to her that they're finally doing this, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good so far.
I'm going to say this for all of you out there. Obi-Wan Kenobi is the Star Wars you're looking for. I am digging it. I'm not going to spoil any of it. I'm so happy. After all the disappointment from other Star Wars, I'm so happy. Worth getting Disney for it. So I'm just sitting there. Nothing going on. The wife hasn't even woke up yet because, well, she sleeps later than me. And all of the sudden, I have my glass. Now, I've gone through all the different scenarios. Glass, ice, liquid. Now, I could understand if I put it on something hot, but I didn't. The table on my side of the couch has a marble top. It's something my mother loved. She always loved marble tops. And so that's all I've got. And I just set the glass down. I'm watching the news. And all of the sudden, out of nowhere, literally hear, pow! And the glass next to me exploded. And I mean, it didn't crack. It didn't just kind of piece of it fall. I'm saying, in a complete circle, shrapnel everywhere, it exploded. I have been around for quite some time. I have seen some really weird stuff. Never, ever have I seen anything like this. Like I said, I would understand if I like put something cold on something hot. You know, my dad told me when I was a little kid, he's like, oh, you know, when there's snow on the windshield. I was like, why don't you just put hot water on the windshield? He goes, because the windshield will explode. And it will. I have seen maybe once, where somebody screwed up and ran hot water to a toilet. Now, usually, that's not a big deal. Oh, well, it's got hot water. But, you know, the water gets pretty cool and it fills the tank and it's not a big deal. Except those couple of times where someone takes a shower, all that hot water is right there in the pipes. Somebody flushes the toilet, hot water hits cold porcelain, boom. Porcelain everywhere. The tank explodes. I've never seen anything like this. The glass just blew up. And I put it on Facebook. I had to. I'm like, what did I just see? Number one answer from everybody, ghosts. I'm of all the people that responded, no, that was the number. And here's the thing. Mrs. Bowles did die in my house. She was the original owner of Casa de McCann. And I have had some weird things happen. I've had stuff disappear straight. My wife had a watch. She said, I need a new battery. I said, okay, put it on the coffee table. She put the watch on the coffee table. Watch disappeared. Never found it. I don't know if the cats ate it. or a poltergeist. You have no idea. Just gone. Same thing happened to my wallet 2 weeks ago. Wallet disappeared. No idea where it went. Nobody charged anything. Nobody found anything. Just gone. So maybe I do. Maybe I have ghosts. One person suggested a sniper. I think the window or something else would have broken first. But the thing is, I went online. I've looked around. And there have been examples. No reason. No reason whatsoever. A glass will just... And I mean, it was in a million pieces everywhere. I was just glad the wife and the dog were still in bed, because cleaning that up, I think I've got a couple shards in my fingers. Pretty sure. But I don't know what happened. It was just absolutely bizarre. So that's the way my day started. And now I'm here with you. And I'm not taking your calls, but I am encouraging you to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. If you need to reach me personally, it's Richard McCann at hotmail.com. Yeah, I got a Hotmail account. I'm working on it. And, of course, you can call me 347-1152. My name is Richard McCann, and this is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio WRVA. Welcome, everybody, and good morning, Peg, who I know is at the beach, might be at the beach. I don't know. I'd go to the beach more often, but here's the thing. Bethany, Delaware. If you've never been there, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I've heard of Rehoboth. Yes, Rehoboth is right down the road. I'd go there all the time if there was an easy way to get there. Yeah, we figured it out. See, you can only get there one of two ways. You can either go down through Norfolk and up, or you go up through D.C. and over. Which means, if there is no traffic, none, zip, zero, zilch, not a single car on the road, and nobody has to pee, you can do it in 4 hours and 45 minutes. The last time we went, we decided we're going to go through Norfolk. 8 hours. It took us 8 hours. You know what? No beach is worth an eight-hour car drive. It's just, it's not. I don't care if the fridge is full. Nope, not going to do it. So I am out of town for 48 hours, going up to the Graves Mountain Bluegrass Festival. I don't know. I needed it. The wife and I needed a change of pace, and of course we couldn't get a hotel room, so we're going camping. Yeah, she has never camped in her life. After this weekend, we'll figure it out if she ever wants to camp again. Needless to say, I'm not buying any camping gear. I'm just borrowing it from people. You got a little here, a little there, a little. And the sad thing is, I wanted to take my truck. I wanted to take the battle wagon to drive to Syria. My friends, here's the deal. I filled the gas tank on my truck the day the war in Ukraine broke out, the very day. Now, gas prices were already going up, and it cost me $70. That was 3 months ago. I still have half a tank because I can't afford to drive the truck. To fill my vehicle, over $100. To fill her little car. It's insanity. It's insanity. We have to literally spend active time planning everything. Planning going to the store. I had to plan coming here. I needed something from Short Pump. I wasn't going to drive to Short Pump unless I was already halfway here for another reason. So it's going to be the most expensive part of this trip is just going to be filling the car with gas. It's nuts. It's nuts. And yes, I'm whining, but do I have a solution? Well, it does seem awful odd. Gas prices weren't that high a couple of years ago. Just saying. So the thing is, a lot of people are traveling. And good for you. There's getting out of the house, just getting a different scenery is wonderful. It's very, very good for your soul. Last week, oh, I have to stop and say something. Hats off to the Richmond Symphony. Last weekend, they did a free concert in Chimborazo Park, and it was terrific. Keep your eyes open, because they do this periodically. I know they're doing a big concert at Pocahontas Park for the 4th of July. Folks, if you can, go. Get a couple of chairs, take a lunch. Booyah, it was fantastic. But if we're going to go away, if you're going to travel, I want you to prepare your house. Now, everybody, I believe, should have an alarm system of some type. It used to be you had to have a service. I was a Vector guy forever. For the longest time, I had a Vector security system, and I still like those guys. So don't get me wrong. I still think they're fantastic. And you know, you hear different talk show hosts talk about things like Simply Safe. And just about everybody I know has a Ring doorbell. That's the neat. I know my other producer, Ryan, has a Ring. So if you're going to go away, I want you to prep the house. Now, what does that mean? Well, one, I mean, it's simple little stuff. Are all the windows locked? I still have old windows in my house, and most of them, lock, but on some of them, I've done what's called pinning. I got broken into 20 years ago. I'm a nut for security. So what I've done, since I have old wooden windows that I don't really care about, as an extra precaution, I drilled in the corners where the two sashes meet, and I put 16 penny nails in them. Now, if you have newer windows, one of the things I would strongly advise, and most people don't realize that they're there, vinyl replacement windows or any of the new vinyl windows, they have these little tabs that pop out. They're about 3 inches above the lower sash. I have seen people try to break those things. You can't do it. And that is, on top of already having it locked, that is a secondary piece of security that I strongly advise you getting. Now, I like to leave a couple lights on. I've also been known to buy timers. You can still do that. You buy timers so that the lights come on at a certain time, certain lamps, certain rooms. And now you've got some of these, like, well, if you've got an Alexa or a Google or any of those things, I know for a fact you can turn lights on and off all throughout the house just from your cell phone. I don't want to do that yet. I don't like having the speaker thing in my house, because too many times my wife and I are just talking and all of a sudden the speaker goes, "I don't know what you're talking about right now." I'm like, "Why are you listening?" I have unplugged that thing and left it unplugged. Literally, the only thing I use it for is, what time is it? What's the weather? That's it. My wife will play music. What time is it? What's the weather? Okay, go back to sleep. Now, one of the things that happened to me several years ago, and fortunately, again, one of those supernatural things. One of those things where you don't know why it happened, but it happened. I was out. I was out of the house. I did not have my cell phone. And after a couple of hours, I turned my cell phone back on, and my brother had called me like a dozen times. For no reason whatsoever, he stopped by my house. I wasn't exactly living there at the time. He stopped by the house for no reason. He just said, I just felt like I needed to go by. He got there literally minutes after a water pipe exploded in my kitchen. There was nobody there. The water was on. That water could have kept flowing for hours, days. Nobody would have noticed. I also had a customer one time who told me they went away for a vacation. While they were gone, a hot water pipe broke. They had a tankless water heater. Not only did it flood the house, it melted it. So one of the things I'm definitely going to do before I leave, turning off the water. There's no reason for the water to be on. There's no reason for the hot water heater to be on. That way, what can break? Nothing. And if it does, who cares? But that's the biggest one for me. I know if there's the whole, hey, what about talking to the post office? Definitely. Those are old ideas. We know that already. Have somebody come by and look at the check out the pets. We take care of that too. But the most things I would say is make sure everything's locked down. Any valuables you have in your house, put them in your safe. And if you don't have a safe, get a safe. That's one thing I would definitely say. And turn off the water to the house. Make sure that all the water's turned off. All right, so you can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, which is some of the better ways of getting a hold of me. Also, you can email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. Tell all your friends that I am here every Saturday from 6 until 8 on News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 AM and 96.1 FM. Rich McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome, everybody. I hope you're all enjoying this beautiful Saturday. Note, I'm guessing that it is a beautiful Saturday because right now I'm pre-recording this show. I could have run a best of. I could. But then I have to listen to, you know, people complain like, why aren't you on? Oh,
fortunately, I can confirm the weather. If need be.
Okay, so you can take care of that. You can interject.
Exactly, yeah. Leave space for update on weather.
And right now it is, insert Adam Cheek here. Thanks, Adam. I really appreciate that.
For sure. Happy to be of help.
So we're going to try camping. And, you know, I remember being a little kid. And that was kind of a pretty normal thing. Yeah, I'd put a tent in the backyard and, look, I'm camping. Yay. It's not like that anymore. See, we had all these options. And, of course, I'm not a procrastinator. Almost kept a straight face there. We could have just gotten a hotel room, and I'm afraid to say I wish we had. Probably should have done that. Hotel room, one night, who cares? Yay. But no, I had to be adventurous. And my wife wanted to be adventurous. She's a city girl, grew up in D.C. They don't camp. Or at least, she doesn't. And so I started looking around like, how bad could this be? Because I remember being a kid, oh, I got a tent and maybe start a fire. Oh, yeah. Yeah, camping's changed drastically since I was a kid. Now, what occurred to me, though, as I'm trying to figure out this trip and I'm looking at the equipment, I start to realize that the stuff that we need to camp is not that different than all the stuff I have for my emergency kit. About once a year, I go through my backpack. I have one specifically for traveling. And if you remember, several months ago, I went on a long trip. Drove all the way to Herkimer, New York. Disgusting. Disgusting little town. Sorry, Herkimer. But I was going with my sister and my nephew, and I thought about, Subway. All I could think about as we were making this trip was what happened on 95, when the whole thing shuts down, and they're stuck out there for, what was it, 20 hours? Some ridiculous amount of time. I always wondered how many people just climbed out of the car and peed, because I would have been that guy. So I did two things for that trip. Is I went through my backpack, my go kit, And I kind of set it up like a little as a survival kit. You know, I'm probably the only person you know that carries a compass. But I had, you know, I had some food in there. I had some water in there. I had some, I took an entire very elaborate first aid kit. I mean, very elaborate. And so, I mean, a knife, fork, spoons, gauze, bandages, aspirin, toothpaste, toothbrush, soap, deodorant, everything. I was prepared for that trip just in case. Now, of course, we were in a 2022 Suburban that had every button bell. The truck looked like Darth Vader's bathroom. That's how many knobs and buttons there were. Way too elaborate. Okay, so...
Solid description.
Adam, here's the thing. That description, I stole it. I stole that joke. Now, here's what's going to really make it funny. I stole it from a TV show I watched when I was 10. Because the very first time Michael Knight climbs into Kit on Knight Rider, he looks around and he goes... It looks like Darth Vader's bathroom in here. And that stuck with me for 40-some years.
Things come full circle. You got to use it on the radio.
I think I've used it more than once. I've been using it for years. It's like our guest that we had last week, Chris. He heard me say, so you're going to stay in this house to go out feet first or in handcuffs? He thinks that's the most clever thing he ever heard. He says he uses like 5 times a week. 3 or 4 times, he's just like, so you want to stay here until you go out feet first or in handcuffs? And they're like, yes, indeed. But no, so for that trip, I had everything. I even, okay, so when I handed the backpack to my nephew, I was like, careful, there's a battle axe in that. And he just kind of looked at me and said, I'm not kidding. He goes, Uncle Richard, I don't think you're kidding. And that actually came in handy considering that I came in here one Saturday and there was somebody strange in our parking lot, and I didn't have a firearm with me. Had a battle axe. Probably not the most efficient thing to use, but I had it. So, you know, last couple of days, I've been getting ready for this trip. And it's not a long trip. It's 2 hours away. But I started going over everything I need for this camping trip. Now, first, I will admit, I've been thinking about putting a camper shell on my pickup. Problem is, I got a very small pickup bed. It's minuscule. So I don't even know if they're going to... I don't want to buy a new one. But finding one to fit, I haven't gotten there yet. Now, I did look into some of these camping kits where it's a tent you literally set up in the bed of your pickup truck. And I like that. I saw one little kit. It was the tent. It was the air mattress with a pump, of course. I am too old to be sitting there with one of those little foot pumps. I'm not doing that. But it was the tent, the air pump, and the big old light to light everything up. $225. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. So, but again, this is a maiden voyage. This is a 24-hour. 48-hour thing. Maybe we'll like doing it. Maybe we won't. Then I had to start thinking about the dog. Because we're allowed to take Oscar, and you know we don't go anywhere if we can't take the dog. That's pretty much a given. He likes to go out, and we like to take him. Again, with COVID these days. But it happened this morning. I took a quick shower, and my dog sees me putting on socks. Loses his mind. Goes crazy. You're leaving. Where are you going? You don't leave the house? Not without me. But I started there. Okay, we're taking the dogs. We're going to have the poop bags, and I have to have water. Do we have a bowl? They make these really cool collapsible bowls for dogs. That's good. We're going to go swimming, so we had to get his life vest because we traumatized the dog when he was a puppy. Completely. If you haven't heard that story, true story, we had just gotten him. And we'd had him for about a week. He was still a puppy. He was 3.5 months old. Tiny little dachshund. And we'd go to the beach. And he bonded with my wife instantly. The moment she picked him up, he peed all over her, and now he's her dog. And so she decides we're going to go to the beach, and there's a beach that we can go to that allowed dogs. Awesome. Didn't think about it. My wife goes, I'm going to go tromping off into the water, and tiny little dachshund doesn't know any better, goes right after her. Fortunately, I was there because a wave came up and took him out. There was a dog, then there wasn't a dog. Dog was gone. And I scooped him out of the water. He was like, what the hell? What happened to it? What was that? Ever since then, he's not a big fan of water, but we got him. So, I mean, there's all this packing and all these. And I'm starting to say, is this really worth it? And to be honest with you, I came up with the biggest problem so far. The biggest hiccup. It's not how are we going to sleep, not where are we going to sleep. It's not water. I mean, that's one thing. You go to anything, pack too much water. I thought this was rather clever. I bought a 12-pack of water, and all the bottles went into the freezer so that hopefully I will have cold water for the next 48 hours. That's the goal. But the biggest problem I've come up with, coffee. How are we going to get our morning coffee? Because instant coffee is vile and a sin against nature. And I don't have any way to heat up the water. So we have, there are some hiccups. There's some struggles. But essentially, everything that I need for camping is the same thing I already had for my emergency kit. And let's face it, they're already talking about possibility of 14 storms this year. Over the next couple of weeks, we'll talk about hurricane preparedness because I say it every year. I've said it for 5 years, maybe six consecutively, that we're overdue for a storm. And they're calling for some pretty big ones this year. So, my name is Richard McCann. That's McKANN. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. This is The Home Show. Rich McCann News Radio, WRVA, recording a show. It's not as easy as it sounds. It really isn't. But that's okay, because I love my job. And I have the gift of gab. My mother-in-law to this day goes, I don't know how you do it. And I'm like, sometimes I don't either. I don't. But that's fine. I didn't want to leave you in listening to something you've already heard before. I just don't like doing that. And I feel like I've taken advantage of that a little bit too often. A lot of you get up specifically to listen to this show. Now, there's one person that's listening right now, and this is an experience I had this week. And I think I'll tell you the story. So as a child, we moved a lot. My parents liked to look at houses, buy houses, and move to that house. And then they bought a permanent home in about 1978. A very old farmhouse in Verina. Back when Verina was way out there from the city. Not so much anymore. Now this house, aspects of it, I can't say the whole house, but most of this house, was over 200 years old. And, my sister did a college term paper on it. Supposedly, Lafayette sat in our front yard and watched a polo match across the way. Whether that happened or not, I don't know. But I do remember it. Now, understand, I was 1978. I was, what, seven? Something like that. I remember with my father and mother saying, we're going to gut the house. And I thought, this is going to be fun. I get to take a hammer to the walls. Just so you know, demolition is fun for about a minute and a half. And then it is just work. A lot of dirty, dusty work. But I remember doing it. And it made an impression on me Because, I mean, as we're ripping down plaster and lathing strips, I remember seeing the studs. I remember my mother grabbing hold of a piece of wallpaper. And as she pulls the wallpaper, the plaster, the lathing strips, and big chunks of the wall fall into her hands. That's the first time I ever heard the word powder post beetles, which are horrible things. They're these little weevils that they climb into wood and they burrow in and they stay there for about 8 years as they gestate. And once they come out, they'll destroy everything. They'll destroy your furniture. They'll destroy your house. I had a walking stick, a beautiful walking stick that my wife bought me. And it was in my truck. And I went in to get a hamburger. And I come back out. And I look. And for some reason, there's these little puffs of powder on my floor. And I look at the walking sticks. And there's these little holes all through it. I instantly called the manufacturer, said, "The walking stick I've got has powder post beetles in it." They said, "Sir, throw that thing away immediately. We'll send you a new one." So I remember this house. I remember everything about it. I remember this, you know, building the chimneys. I was a little kid hauling bricks. I remember putting up siding. I remember going up on the roof and painting it. This was the family home. And recently, it caught on fire. About a year ago. Now, what made this especially bad is the house, like I said, is almost 200 years old. It has what's called balloon framing. Because think about it, just as hot as it is today, it was that hot back 200 years ago, except they didn't have air conditioning. So what they would do is they would build the walls so that they breathed. They would bring air, it would literally act like, the walls would act like a chimney. It would suck cool air from beneath it, the crawl space or the basement, whatever it was. And go all the way up and go out through the attic. Did it work? Yeah, it was better than nothing. Problem is, though, houses like that, if they catch on fire, well, those walls still act like a chimney. And that's exactly what happened here. You have wood that's over 200 years old and a chimney. It was devastating. And so I wanted to see it. I hadn't been to that property in the longest of times. I mean, I was an adult when they sold the house. I was grown up, because I've said before, you know, I've been around houses that I remember when I was a little tiny kid and I thought they were huge, and it turns out they weren't. But this should have been the size I remember. It wasn't. It was smaller. But it was really fascinating because they gutted a bunch of the walls, and I was like, I remember when we gutted that wall. I could remember that from like 1979, 1980. And I walked through the house with the caretaker. And they're doing the right thing. My mom calls me up. She's like, "Oh, I think they're going to rip down the house. You need to stop them." Like, I can stop anybody from doing anything with their property. I can't. And to be honest with you, I don't know that I would have advised them to try to rebuild it. I can't say I would. In the South, we're really, really, really particular about historic houses. You go up into Churchill and all the nutty rules that you have to follow because your house is, you know, this age. Not so much up north, but a lot more in the South. And I think it's because the South burned. But what I did find fascinating, I showed up, the caretaker, he's a fan of the show. He listens every Saturday. I appreciate that. He says he goes to Bali often. Which, I don't know how one goes to Bali or even why, but I'm going to figure it out. So what they're doing, though, this is the smartest thing they could have done, is they are disassembling the house. All the flooring is being pulled up. All of what hardware there is, if there's any left over from, you know, they're going to do that. I was fascinated as I went through the house and was reminded that the whole house is built out of rough-cut lumber. There were places where the beams were carved with Roman numerals so that they would go into a certain place. Yeah, I could see where floor joists, they weren't even nailed together. They were carved and then pinned with wooden pins. They're never going to build another house like that. Nobody ever would. But also the house is, you can't save it. It's not worth saving. I know that sounds terrible, but at least, you know, they're gonna salvage the banisters, and they're going to salvage the stairs, and they're going to salvage the floors. And me personally, well, I lived in this really odd-shaped bedroom, and it had a really odd-shaped door. I know that sounds, it's, how can a door be odd? Trust me, it was cut at an angle. If you weren't careful, you were going to clock yourself in the head. And my sister said, I want that door. She's like, I don't care about anything else in that whole house. I want that door. Well, my friends, I'm getting her that door. And a few others, too. But sometimes, you know, just kind of time to move on. The wildest thing was, doesn't even look like my house. Didn't look like the property I grew up in. The trees, even the trees that I played in were gone. But that's progress. My name is Rich McCann. This, my friends, is The Home Show. News Radio WRVA. That's 1140 AM and 96.1 FM.
WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your home improvement guru. If you've been listening so far, you'll realize I'm not exactly here. No, I've decided, we just got to get out of town. Got to get out of town. And, you know, I was talking to my mother-in-law not that long ago. And she talked about moving to Richmond, which I want her to. They live in T.C. And I said, you know, Richmond is incredibly popular right now. Now, I can come up with reasons why and come up with reasons against. I just got my utilities bill. I'll complain about that later. But she said, why does everybody want to move to Richmond? I said, it's so simple. I said, if I live in Richmond, I can drive about an hour and 45 minutes and I'm at the beach. I can drive an hour and 15 minutes, I'm in the mountains. I can drive 2 hours and be stuck in traffic trying to get into D.C., 3.5 hours later, I might actually be in D.C. Never can really tell. Or you could go the other directions, and I'm in Raleigh. I said, we're a great city. It's perfect. But as good as it is, I need to get out of here. So I decided I was going to pre-record the show. Adam was kind enough to let me in. Our new sports guy let me use his studio. I don't know if I'm making a good impression or not, but he seems really nice. So we'll be tuning in because you know how big a sports guy I am. No, not really. And the fact that Liverpool lost, dude. Liverpool lost. Kills me. I don't know what the only time I can get into sports is when I'm around people that are into sports. Like, if you want to watch football, soccer, go to an English pub. I remember the last World Cup. I was sitting right there at Rosie Conley's, and the game is going on, and everybody's losing their mind because they're all Brits anyway. And one guy goes, "What do you think you're doing, you Muppet?" And I'm like, "Did you just call him a Muppet? Is that a thing? I didn't know." So now I'll be tuning into sports. I've been trying to convince everybody who ever does sports here. I have just this one little idea. Everybody ignores me, but I think this will be brilliant. Is that like on Friday, take 1 hour and do ESPN 8 the Ocho. Just 1 hour out of the week where you go looking for like the most obscure sports ever. And they're out there. I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm flipping through the channels, and next thing I know, I'm watching the World Cornhole Championships. And then right after that was the Axe Throwing Nationals or something like that. Now, here's the thing. Is it a sport or a game? I'm going to say a game because I'm telling you one thing. These guys were not athletes. This was not an athletic body. This was the body I'm going to have if I keep eating the way I do in about 5 more years. I mean, I'm pretty sure one guy couldn't see his shoes, but he could chuck that axe. ESPN 8. Diocho. So I saw, like I said, I was looking at my utility bill, and it's ridiculous. It's crazy what we pay for water, sewer, and gas. And it's not just what I use. I'm literally, Monday I'm calling up, I hate to say it, I'm one of those terrible people. I go, we owe what? Okay, pay it. We owe what? Okay, pay it. Oh, we owe it? Pay it. You know, I'm one of those people. I need to take a little bit more responsibility. But I couldn't make heads or tails of this. Because everything was like a fee and a base fee and the base fee for the base fee. If I looked at the bill of what I actually used, and then you add in all the extra fees on top of that, it doubled the bill. Doubled. It was nuts. And so what I've found really fascinating, though, is I was watching this news report about Las Vegas. Now, my wife wants to go to Vegas. I don't want to go to Vegas. Well, okay, let's back that up. One, I don't gamble. If you want to learn something personal about me, I'm not a gambler. Never have been, never will be. I don't get a thrill out of it. I know a lot of people that do. And I'm a relatively lucky guy, but no, I don't gamble. Number two, I know myself really well. And I don't think I have the right temperament for a city that is a 24-hour, 365-day party with free booze. Just doesn't seem like a good... Even my wife is like, no, I don't think you should go either. I'll control myself. No, I wouldn't. I know better. I'm not even going to put myself in that situation. But here's the thing. I didn't realize Vegas and that whole area is in the middle of a drought that's been going on for 20 years. They have one of the world's biggest reservoirs, and it is down to like 30% of what it should be. Imagine that. And so, like they said in the news article, that, you know, Vegas, you think Vegas, you think excess, you think, you know, over the top. Vegas is putting in place things to save water that I kind of feel are brilliant. One, they are doing away with anything called decorative landscaping. What does that mean? Grass. If you have grass, it's got to go. Nobody's allowed to have a lawn because it uses too much water. I think they said 1 square foot of grass drinks 75 gallons of water a year. 1 square foot. That's amazing to me. So they're just going around cutting the grass out of people's lawns, rolling it up as sod. Who knows where it's going to go? What they are doing, though, is they're replanting indigenous plants, cacti and such, which actually use a lot less water. Brilliant. You got that many people in that, you know, big of an area, you need to save everything you can. But this other part that blew my mind, every drop of water in Vegas is recycled. Every time you flush the toilet, every time you brush your teeth, every time you take a shower, all of it is recycled, cleaned, and put back into the reservoir. That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I can't talk about how many millions of dollars it probably costs to build the system, but it seems like it's worth it. They've cut their water consumption by over 30%. Fantastic. Me, we're trying to save water every way we can. But I know one thing, my water bill will go down drastically when I'm finally done the kitchen and I install the dishwasher, if I wash the dishes, which I have to do when I get home, I know I probably use 15 gallons of water easily. Big sink, lots of dishes. A dishwasher uses about 2 for the whole thing. Wash, rinse, repeat. Great way. Am I going to change the shower head? I've already done it. I got a decent shower head that saves. It's a water saver, but it still gives me a good shower. Already have a low flow toilet. Only thing I got to do now is I got to figure out ways to collect water from my different air conditioners, which I did it last year. I'm going to do it again this year so that the wife can water all the plants with free water. Got to save money on that bill. Killing me. Not as bad as cable. Oh, that's another story for another show. But you're talking to somebody who's getting ready to cut it. All of it, just have internet, nothing else. Because, well, even my in-laws are saying, most expensive bill isn't the electric, isn't the utilities, isn't even the car payment. It's the cable bill. Ridiculous. My name is Rich McCann, McKANN. That's right, I spell it wrong because I know too many people spell it another way. Give me a call at, well, you can contact me, Richard McCann at hotmail.com, or follow me on Facebook and or Twitter. I appreciate everything. And hey, like Mr. Frost, you can always send me a letter here at the station, WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Thank you for joining me. I'm here every Saturday from 6 till 8. And if you are traveling through our beautiful state and you are enjoying what you hear, remember you can go to WRVA.com, download podcasts of the show. That's for all of you. I've got a friend of mine who's Jewish. He cannot listen on Saturday, but he listens to the podcast every Sunday. Or get the Odyssey app, and you can listen to us wherever you are. I know for a fact right now, in Pittsburgh, there is somebody listening to this show. Awesome. Thank you so much. Now tell your friends, because you know, after 20 years, I'm trying to expand this thing just a little bit, maybe. You cannot call in this week. I'm not here. I am off, but I wanted to make sure that you had a nice, fresh radio show before for your Saturday, because you know, who wants to hear something I've already said before? Now, here's the funny thing. I'm going to let you in on a joke I did the other day. For those of you who've been listening for a while, one of my side hustles, I say side hustle. A side hustle actually pays money. This doesn't. And I don't know why I do it, except for the fact that I love doing it. I love doing radio. They'll, you know, kicking and screaming is how I will be escorted out of this building someday. More likely, I'll be the last one to leave. Just turn off the lights. So I work for CBS, CBS News to be specific. And every week they want 2 1-minute home improvement tips, which that's fine. I did the math, and so far I've recorded about 115, 120. Home improvement tips that have been heard all the way across the United States. And let's face it, the real trick to doing this show is, well, is it entertaining? And am I repeating myself? I don't like listening to shows where you know they just say the same thing over and over and over and over again. It gets monotonous for me. So I always try to come up with something that will be entertaining and different. And last week, I was sitting down with my other producer. I have 3 producers. Go figure. I was sitting down with Jordan, who my mother-in-law loves. Adam, I hate to say it. Didn't tell you. My mother-in-law likes you. She listens every single week.
Hey, that's great.
Okay. You could have met her if you'd actually shown up at my birthday party and acted like you cared. But, you know, that's a different thing entirely.
I produced the show that day. Stuff happened later on.
I can only imagine.
I wish I could have.
It's perfectly okay. Once the kitchen is done, there's going to be many a festivity that you can enjoy at Casa de McCann. So I'm trying to come up with stuff to talk about for CBS. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we really mess with people? Because there is one thing that I don't know why such a controversy. Now, you go on social media, people will argue about anything. And I mean any, and they'll make anything political. Seriously, no matter what I post, somebody's got to make some kind of political comment about it. No idea why. It just seems silly. So I want to do something fun, and I did this. And this is a true story. See, my wife, we lived in sin before we got married, which is fine by me. Everybody else seemed to have no problem with it whatsoever. But I will never forget the very first time I walked into the bathroom and she'd put a new roll of toilet paper on, which, let's face it, guys, take the extra step. I'm glad you got the new roll of toilet paper, but go that little extra step and put it actually on the roller. Just saying. So for CBS, I did this. And here's the funny thing is, this is absolutely true. I've seen it. There is or was a patent for toilet paper. Toilet paper is a relatively new thing. I mean, I remember my grandfather telling me about how the Sears and Roebuck catalog was toilet paper. Of course, he was also going to the bathroom in an outhouse. Little fun fact for you, if you ever get a copy of the Farmer's Almanac, there's a hole in the top corner of the Farmer's Almanac. That hole was put there so that you could hang the Farmer's Almanac on a nail inside of your outhouse. True story. So there's a patent for toilet paper, and people have sent it to me, and they use this as an absolute fact. See, in the patent, the toilet paper goes over the top. Like that. I disagree. And it's my show, and my opinion is all that really counts right now. I don't put it over the top. And I came into the bathroom. My wife had put in a new piece of toilet paper, and it went over the top. And I said, and I flipped it around. And she actually noticed it. She's like, "You turned the toilet paper around." I'm like, "Yeah, I did, because it goes on to the bottom." See, I do it for a reason. Okay. First of all. And the funny thing is, ever since then, when she replaces the toilet paper, she puts it under the bottom. Two reasons. One, how many times have you grab it and you start pulling it and you try to snap it off and it goes flying across the room? And it looks like you're toilet papering the whole bathroom. Nope, I don't want to do that. Too much nonsense. Goes underneath, no problem. But I have a more diabolical reason. I have cats. I have three cats. Now, everybody who has ever owned a cat at some point has come home to find that they figured out if they go over to the roller and they start pawing because they're going to grab up and pull down, that's fun. So they just, next thing you know, a whole roll all over the floor. You can't roll it back up. If the toilet paper goes under the bottom, that problem is fixed. So they can't be a bad kitty. So that's my reasoning. And so I thought this would be funny. So I think I recorded it and we sent it to CBS. And I was fully knowing that people all over the United States were going to be going, "He's crazy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. How dare he? That's un-American." Got to go political, right? Got to be a political something. The question is, do I take toilet paper with me on my camping trip? The answer is yes, because who knows? And the weird part, I honestly think my wife told me we have to pay extra if we want to use the showers while we're there. I don't know about that. That might be one of those little break the camel's back type situations. I am interested in how much this trip is going to cost. Because, hey, anybody that tells me they don't worry about the money, they're not telling the truth. You can follow me on Facebook. That's one of the best way, one of the best ways to reach me using Messenger. Because phones, people use phones for everything except a phone. I don't quite get that. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn, and go to WRVA.com. That right there, you can download podcasts of the show, and don't forget to get the Odyssey app. That way, no matter where you go, just like a truck driver who listened from here to California and back, Portland. Well, you can do the same thing. I'm Rich McCann, and this is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio WRVA. Welcome to the Home Show Facebook edition. Meaning I asked for people to send me ideas on Facebook. They didn't, but I asked. I think I've also figured it out. Mr. Frost must send letters like on Thursday, because today's when I'm recording this, it's a Thursday, and there was nothing in my mailbox. That's getting weird. That's okay. So one of the things I would like to spend just a little bit of time talking about is protecting the things in our home as far as our electronics. Now, here's a story, and it's true. I bought a television 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It was huge. 55 inches. Humongous, right? Well, if you're my age, it is. I mean, go back in time. I remember when a 32-inch tube TV was unbelievable. Look at that picture. It's like we're in the movie theater. No, not so much. I can't even watch. It's a true story. It turns out that people that grew up with high def can't watch stuff that's not. Like, I can. It's still hard. I've gone back and watched some old TV shows and stuff, and I'm like, wow, it's in standard definition, and it's kind of really messing with my eyes. But younger people than me, which isn't that hard, they grew up with high def, and trying to watch some of these old movies or TV shows let's Adam, you've watched stuff recently, haven't you, that was still standard def?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I watched a couple 80s movies yesterday, and that was fine, and I know they've been remastered and everything, but
See, that's where it is.
Honestly, it's probably hard to find stuff that's the standard definition that it was, at least that's popular at this point.
Okay, I can see that. I can honestly see that. But I bought this television like 5 or 6 years ago, and I had it for 2 years, and then one night, we're in bed, we're asleep, and there's a clap of thunder that was loud. And the next morning, went around the house, and everything seemed okay. No breakers were tripped. All my grounds held. Her computer was okay. Because she has a very, very, very expensive surge protector on her computer. And I have a power strip on the TV. And I thought, okay, it's fine. And turned it on, nothing. Fried. And the only way I could get any kind of picture out of it was if I plugged the cable straight into it. The board for your high def cables, it's toast. And so I said, well, we got to do something about this. Now, I didn't throw it away. Let's keep that in mind. Did not throw it away. Put it up in the attic. Don't know why. Still not sure. So So we went out, and the funny thing is about electronics, I was just watching this show about Julia Child and how when she first got, she was 50 when she did her first TV show, and she didn't have a TV. Her and her husband didn't have a TV. In fact, people back then thought TV was a fad. Who wants TV? We read books. We're not so crass as to own a television. And she went and she was buying a TV in the 60s. And it was like, she was looking at televisions that were like $900 or more. Imagine that in money back then. I mean, my first big screen TV was $1,500. We went out, picked up a 65-inch television, all the buttons, all the bells, all the whistles. I was like $450. Not too shabby. So again, plugged in. Now here's the thing. I bought the 2-year extended warranty. Do you want that warranty? Well, after what happened to my last television, yes. Yes, I do. And we loved it. Got it hung up on the wall. Gorgeous. Makes the whole room flow. And that was the end of that. 2 years and 2 weeks later. Remember what I just said. 2 years and 2 weeks. We're asleep. There is a clap of thunder that sounds like a dump truck is driving through the back of the house. I mean, the Casa de McCann shook. Woke me up, woke the dog up, woke the wife up, woke everybody up. And I couldn't figure out what was, just didn't think we were hit. We weren't hit by lightning. But there was definitely a surge. And the TV I bought, 2 years and 2 weeks before then, was toast. Now, how do I know that it's actually exactly 2 years and 2 weeks? Because I called the extended warranty people. Hey, how are you? I'm good. I bought an extended warranty on this television. Well, let's look that up, Mr. McCann. Tickety-tickety-tick. Yes, you did. It expired 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks. You know what? I hate the fact that we're a throwaway society. I told you a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, I bought an electric rechargeable lawnmower. Nothing fancy. Really, I mean, cheap. Yeah, just cheap. Picked it up at Lidl. And I paid $150 for it. Paid another $50 for the batteries and the charger. And my wife said, well, you spent $200. I'm like, you know what? That's 3 times cutting the grass. The lawnmower's already paid for itself. I've cut the grass 3 times. Got to do it again today. Already paid for itself, so it's fine. And I said this on Facebook. I was like, you know, it's cheap. It's generic. It's probably not a very good quality. But if it lasts the entire summer, it's paid for itself. I'm good. And someone accused me of being part of the throwaway society, which I try not to do. We recycle and we try to, you know, you buy quality stuff, it lasts longer. That's a fact. But this was, my yard's the size of a postage stamp. So here we are. It's 2 years and 2 weeks later, and the TV is dead. What do I do? Go out and buy another one? It's a thought. But I thought to myself, I didn't want to be that guy. So I called, and they do exist. Didn't realize it. I mean, I used to, but I didn't anymore. I found a TV repairman. That's right. I found somebody that fixes televisions. And I said, how much for you guys to come out here and look at my TV? And it was like $80. $80 for us to come out and diagnose what was wrong with the television. And I'm like, you know what? Faster, pussycat, kill, kill. Get over here. Let's figure out what's going on with this TV. You would think, if you're an older person, think about the inside of an old tube TV. Wires and transistors and all kinds of nonsense and going every other direction. He took this TV off the wall, laid it down, pulled the back off of it. It quite literally is two parts. Three if you count the screen. There is one little board over on the side where you plug in all your cables. And then there's another board in the center that has four screws and three wires. That's it. And he's playing around with it, and he hit something with a something, and all of a sudden the TV lit up. Because we had sound, we just didn't have a picture. And I said, what was that? Wait a minute, I saw that. What is that? He goes, well, this board is fried. I said, okay, board fried. I understand. I said, how much to fix it? He goes, well, I got to go back to the, he said, I got to go back to the shop. I'll tell them what I found, and they'll find the parts, and they will call you and tell you how much it's going to be. I'm like, okay, great. And off they go. He put it all back together. Off he went. They call me and say, well, to fix your TV, it's going to be like $270. It was only like a $450, $500 TV. Already spent quite a few bucks. And so I said, let me think about it. And I went online, because I don't want to be part of the throwaway generation. I found the part for like $30. It was only four screws and two wires. It's fixed. And now I'm going to order the board for the other TV that's upstairs that I didn't throw away in the first place. Long story short, get good surge protectors. Quality surge. Or have an electrician come out and put a surge protector on your panel box itself. Trust me, our electronics are pretty darn fragile, and you want to protect them. You spend a lot of money on them. Just try to keep them, you know, going as long as you can. My name is Richard McCann, McKANN. You can follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget to go to WRVA.com and download podcasts as a show, because this is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome, everybody. I hope you are having an absolutely fabulous Saturday, because the weather is going to be gorgeous. And as you are listening to this, I am waking up in a tent. I don't know if this is a good idea. I'm not really sure, but we'll see. It's only for one night, and I just need to get out of the house. And again, I'm encouraging you. The beautiful thing about Virginia is that once the weather gets warm, there is something to do everywhere. No matter, every weekend, there's like six different things going on. If I wasn't going to the mountains, I would be doing something else, because, well, got to get out of the house. I'm encouraging you. I know all my introverts, even you need to get out of the house. My wife's an introvert. COVID didn't really bother her that much. But even she's going, I'm going nuts. It's time to go. And I mean, I understand gas is nutty, and it's not going to come down anytime soon. In fact, as I drove into the station this morning, I saw some, I couldn't believe it. I saw $4.66 for gasoline. Needless to say, my truck is not going to go anywhere. Oh, I could ride the motorcycle, but it takes premium. Yeah. Filling up a motorcycle is going to cost me almost $30. Insanity. But I had to get out of town, and I appreciate your indulgence. And again, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. So what am I going to talk about for the last segment of this show? Well, I got to admit something. I just before my birthday a couple of weeks ago, thank you again to everybody who wished me a happy birthday, something new happened. Now, I get it. I get it that I'm getting older. We all do. I also understand that things are not going to work quite the way that they used to. That's just part of getting older. And as I tell my wife says, you know, I'm older than you, only by a little bit. And I respond with the very classic Indiana Jones phrase, it's not the age, it's the mileage. It truly is. And what has been occurring for about a month now is something that really does, it's the first thing that's bothered me. Look, I understand, you know, I've got my blood pressure under control. And I understand my knees are going to ache a little bit. And I understand that my back is going to need surgery, you know, 10 years down the road or maybe a little bit longer. I get that. You know, I'm talking to buddies of mine that I have known literally since middle school. And we're both sitting there going, I'm wearing bifocals. And he's like, so am I. Part of getting older. Get it. I'm not complaining about it. You know, you make adjustments. I've got to now make adjustments I didn't plan on because now it's my hands. Don't know what happened. I don't know what changed. I mean, my hands are, well, they're my most valuable tool. Yeah, I talk for a living. If I, you know, trust me, if I went mute, that would be terrible. Although I have several friends who would not mind if I shut up from time to time. But something's been going on with the hands. And it's not fun. Now, someone said you might have carpal tunnel. Someone else brought up it might be arthritis. But I've got to make adjustments. As we get older, we have to make adjustments. That's just a given. And our hands are one of the things that need the most help. Hands and knees. That's what goes for anything else. What I've been dealing with is swelling and stiff. It's not good when you have to have your wife open your medication for you. I'll admit it. So what can I do? I've got to make some adjustments around the house. First of all, fortunately, we really don't close any of the doors except for the bathroom. All the doors pretty much stay open because there's only two of us. But if you are planning on staying in your house and you have doors that you do keep shut or you close on a regular basis, I would consider, and especially the front door, changing out the handles. The knobs are nice. I have beautiful crystal knobs all through the house. But is there going to come a time when I can't grip those properly? It's entirely possible. What I tell people to do is put levers on their doors. Absolutely put levers on all the doors. And on the front door, and people get mad at me for this. I had this happen the other day. My mom... on her house, she has a storm door. And wind came through, snatched the storm door. It wasn't in very good shape anyway. So, you know, it's no great, big loss. But snatched the storm door and kind of just ripped it over. And she says, I want to get a new storm door. My response was, why? She goes, well, I like having a storm door. I said, why? You've got a good door. You don't need a storm door. Older people, as me included, shouldn't have a storm door. And the reason is simple. The older you get, the harder it is to hold that door with your backside and unlock the door and get inside. You don't need it. And my mom says, well, I like to have the light. Do you? How often do you sit there with just the door open but the storm door is closed? You don't. Nobody really does. Well, I like the breeze. There's no breeze. Your storm door doesn't have any screens in it. I'm going to have to get rid of the storm door. That's another thing that's good. Next thing is, though, and this is an important one, and people fight me on this. When I was a plumber, they fought me on this all the time, was grab bars. Nobody likes them. Everybody dislikes grab bars. Oh, no, I don't want those in my house. Why? It makes me look old. Does it? No, I don't see it. I don't see it. I see it as a way to be more comfortable. And you need three of them, or I do. That's what I did for my father. It's what I've done for lots of customers. Three grab bars, one next to the toilet. Getting up and down gets harder as you get older. Grab bars, nice. And it's another place you can hang a towel if you really need to. Second one, the entrance to the tub shower. Right there where you climb in, so you can grab it and get yourself in. I want that one. I have slipped and fallen, and I actually broke off the, you know, those old porcelain soap dishes with the little thing on it for you to hang a washcloth. Yeah, I kind of snapped that off with the back of my head one night. I slipped. And finally, you put one more in the tub itself at an angle. That way you can get up, down if you want to take a bath. Nobody takes a bath anymore, but if you want to, you can. I've just got to make it, I have to make adjustments. And it's, I'm not complaining about it. It just is what it is. What really concerns me, Sunday, I got a phone call. My bike is in the shop. My brother-in-law calls me up and goes, going for a run. Awesome. He says, and he has two motorcycles. He's like, you can ride the Yamaha. I said, okay, I like the Yamaha. Sunday morning, I get up. I called him. I said, I can't go on this run. He goes, why? I said, because I don't want to drop your motorcycle. I wasn't sure if I could hold on to it. That's going to bother me a little bit. But you know what? This too will pass. I'm not complaining. Getting older is just part of life. It's a lot better than the alternative, isn't it? Well, my friends, I hope you have enjoyed today's show. I'll tell you all about my trip when I get back. Before I go, though, like I said, lock everything down, turn off the water, get yourself prepared. If you're going to do any traveling, going to go on vacation, and don't post pictures. Wait until you get home. I've got I'm going to take my own advice. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. Don't forget, you can contact me, Richard McCann at hotmail.com. That's Rich McCann, McKANN at hotmail.com. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Adam, thank you for helping me out doing this today, sir. It was not job, but I appreciate it. And are you still doing your Saturday show, sir?
I am indeed.
What time?
9 to 10.
At?
On 910.
On 910. Okay. Well, that's it for me, folks. I am out of here. I want to remind everybody, it's not work if it is your home. And I'm going to go take a little bit of time for me. Thanks again for listening. This is The Home Show on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM and 96.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.